Notice that Matthew chapter 1 begins with a lot of generations, a lot of begat, 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 until finally it gets to the 17th verse, or the 16th verse, where Jacob begat Joseph, the husband of Mary, of whom was born Jesus, who is called Christ. I just want to mention that in Science and Health, with Key to the Scriptures, Mary Baker Eddy writes, heredity is not a law. So if there's a claim of having some hereditary disease or hereditary tendencies or something about how you look that you can't help because it's hereditary, and sometimes dispositions, it's like this is how everyone is in our family, so you know you can't help it. It seems some hereditary things are life-threatening and some are just annoying, but then you have on the other side of this hereditary things you might like, and those make it stick to you more than the things you don't like and don't want that we can put off, even though it is said that we cannot. Through spirit and love, we can do all things through Christ for good. We can heal even hereditary diseases and problems. We are not stuck. But on the other side of this thing is the fascination with ancestry, the identification of ourselves through DNA, and all of that is just holding us to matter and material seeming laws. We don't want heredity to be a law, but we like some of the things, like maybe we like our hair color, our eye color, our features. Maybe there's things we like about our disposition or proclivities that are said to be hereditary. And those we want to hold on to, while the other things that are not good, we don't want to hold on to, but we're kind of told we're stuck with them. So what do we do with all of this? Jesus said, call no man upon the earth your father, for one is your father, even God. And his father is spirit, and our Father is spirit. And if we're to call no man upon the earth our father, then we're to call no woman upon the earth our mother. And we have one Father, Mother, God. Jesus taught us to begin our prayer with our Father, which art in heaven. In Science and Health, Mrs. Eddy writes, our Father, Mother, God, all harmonious. So we have a Father, Mother, God, spirit, mind, soul, love. Now, if we had a family tree that looked like it should look, instead of figuring out all these different people through many generations, the way Matthew 1 is looking here, we get a really simple family tree with God at the top in a straight line right to each one of us as the direct child of God. And that's what we really are. We can only inherit good. The law to our being is perfection. Man is the image and likeness of God. The reflection of the perfect one is what you are. And you cannot include anything unlike good. And this is a law of freedom and healing. So take a few moments now, when you're done listening here, and just hold your thought, a nice prayerful meditative thought, to the fact of being the child of God, like a ray of light to the sun, that you are the very emanation of the one I am. You are the reflection of the perfect one, including Not a single element of error. That's what it says in Science and Health. Not a single element of error, but the perfect reflection, the image and likeness of God, as we learn in Genesis. And this is what Jesus was teaching. And this is our perfect selfhood understood. And it brings healing.